An appeal to our churches in behalf of home missionary work. Let the overseers devise plans. Why do not the overseers of the church have councils to devise ways whereby young men and women may be trained to put to use their entrusted talents? Why do not the older members of the church seek to do good, earnest, compassionate work for the children and youth? Many have embraced the truth, and yet they have not been educated as to how they may serve the cause of God and thereby grow in spiritual muscle and sinew. Let the ministers put to use all their ingenuity, that plans may be devised whereby the youthful members of the church may be enlisted in the cause of God. Why should they not be interested in the great work that there is to be done? But do not imagine that this interest can be aroused by going to the missionary meeting and presenting a long sermon. Plan ways whereby a live interest may be kindled and train up the young to do what is appointed them. Let them have a part to act, and from week to week let them bring in their reports, telling what they have experienced and, through the grace of Christ, what success has been theirs. If the missionary meeting were a meeting where such reports were brought in by consecrated workers, it would not be dull, tedious, and uninteresting. It would be full of intense interest, and there would be no lack in attendance. In every church, the members should be trained so that they will devote time to the work and win souls to Christ. How can it be said of the church, "Ye are the light of the world," unless the members of the church actually impart light to others? In seeking to point sinners to the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world, their own love will be kindled, and by beholding him, they too will become changed into his likeness. Will those who have charge of the flock of God awaken to their duty?